总统就职典礼倒计时，团结美国为主题。拜登内阁出席参院任命听证会，誓言战胜中国。特朗普政府宣布中国在新疆犯下种族灭绝和反人类罪。1月20号星期三，欢迎收看美国观察，我是许湘云。新闻头条来关注白宫，美国总统特朗普星期二发表了告别讲话，同一天拜登前往华盛顿准备隔天的总统就职典礼。他与哈里斯在就职前出席的一场活动是参加因为新冠病毒而去世的美国人的纪念会。详情请美国之音白宫记者黄耀毅来介绍。耀毅。
是湘云，特朗普总统呢，在他卸任的前一天，也就是1月19号星期二的下午4点多呢，发出了事先在星期一晚上就录制好的视频。那么在视频当中呢，他祝福下一届的政府能够成功，并且呢，感谢了包括第一夫人梅纳尼亚、副总统彭斯、白宫幕僚长梅杜斯等人。最后呢，他也感谢了美国人民对他的支持。那他也感谢美军的各个军种，还有美国人民。那之后呢，特朗普总统更是强调了美国优先。那么在他的讲话当中呢，他细数了自己任内的政绩，包括他说他改善了一些这个破碎的贸易协定，包括了退出 TPP、 巴黎气候协议，重谈美韩自由贸易协定，并且呢把这个北美自由贸易协议呢重谈成为了美墨加贸易协定。那么他同时也再度的强调说呢，他的政府对中国这个施加了历史性的关税，那并且呢跟中国也谈了一个非常伟大的新的贸易协议。那他也表示说呢，他的政府也是前所未有的对抗中国。那特朗普总统呢也强调自己对于美国司法的影响，他说呢，在他的任内，他这个成功的这个 confirm 就是这个听证任命的3名的这个美国最高法院的大法官，并且呢还任命了将近300位的联邦法官，在这个各个这个联邦的法庭。那么他也因此来强调自己在美国司法制度上所占有的重要性。那另外呢，彭斯副总统则是在下午3点多的时候呢，看到他走出来在白宫的行政大楼外面，也就是副总统办公室外面呢，对幕僚讲话。那么讲完话之后呢，幕僚则是给他热烈的掌声。那么预计呢，当时这个副总统就是对他的幕僚在发表他卸任前的最后一次的竞选讲话。那刚才白宫已经发出了这个副总统彭斯明天的行程，也就是他将会前往国会山来参加拜登的就职典礼。那拜登呢，已经在下午的4点多抵达了，从这个德拉瓦州抵达了安德鲁空军基地。那么预计呢，拜登今天晚上将会跟他这个副总统的搭档哈里斯呢，一起前往林肯纪念堂前面参加纪念这个新冠病毒而死亡的美国人的纪念活动。那么截至到1月19号为止呢，美国境内因为新冠病毒而死亡的人数已经突破了40万人。而拜登则是表示呢，在他上任的100天之内，就要加速这个疫苗的配送以及这个接种，并且呢，要尽力的来控制新冠病毒的疫情。湘云，
感谢耀毅从白宫发来的连线报道。1月20号，美国将在首都华盛顿见证下届总统拜登的就职仪式。在本月早些时候，任期将至的总统特朗普的支持者对国会大厦进行了暴力袭击之后，美国人正在为最坏的情况做准备，但希望团结成为拜登就职典礼的主题。来看记者奥沙利文的报道。
总统就职典礼每4年举行一次，是全美最重要的仪式。空前数目的安全部队已经就位。然而，自从南北战争以来，华盛顿就没有出现过驻守的军队。美国国会众议院上周通过提案，第二次弹劾即将卸任的总统特朗普。拜登的就职主题是团结美国，这可是一个具有挑战性的目标。多达25000名国民警卫队已被调入首都，另外还有警察。国会警察局前局长告诉美国之音，安全局势确有保证。
The planning for that has been going on for over a year, as it was when I ran some of those operations. And there'll be some 5,000 law enforcement officers from the United States to be brought in the counties to supplement the Secret Service, the FBI, and the Capitol Police. I am confident.The inauguration of the next president of the United States will come off smoothly.
采取安全措施的同时也要保持社交距离。庆祝活动多为虚拟形式，影帝汤姆汉克斯将主持晚会，有包括 Lady Gaga 和 Jennifer 洛佩兹在内的艺人参加演出。华盛顿的大部分地区将关闭，国家广场大草坪上插满了旗帜，代表通常成千上万现场观礼的人群。抗议活动在各州州府时常发生，预计所有50个州都将加强额外的安全措施。最近的一项民意调查显示，3/4的美国人担心未来几天会发生暴力。一位妇女说，政治人物常常对国民的需求没有反应，从而加剧了紧张局势。
And I think that people often get really disconnected from the communities they claim to represent. So I think it's broken.
两位朋友都是乘务员，他们在政治上意见相左，只在一件事上形成共识，就是美国人要团结在一起。
The right is going way, way over here to the right. The left is going way, way over here to the left.
And that's where I agree with her. I think the right's too right, and I think the left is too left.
在拜登面临的挑战中，可以看到好战的朝鲜最近在未经验证的来自朝鲜国家电视台的视频中展示了新型武器。美国国内的挑战包括新冠病毒感染激增、失业率居高和政治分歧。
Important thing is we want to move forward.
当然，许多人希望美国团结。美国之音奥萨利文报道。
美国代理司法部长罗森19号发表声明说，司法部绝对不容忍任何人试图以暴力或其他犯罪行为在这一天进行破坏活动。他说，美国各级执法部门在加紧工作，确保20号的总统就职典礼能够安全和平地进行。
And senseless criminal conduct are not the right way to resolve our differences or promote change in our country. So.Rest assured that every level of law enforcement and the National Guard are working around the clock here in Washington, D.C. to provide safety and security for Inauguration Day, and that federal, state, and local law enforcement all around the country are doing the same in our state capitals and government buildings across all 50 states. As Americans, we all should seek to have a safe and peaceful Inauguration Day, and ifWe hold fast to our country's constitutions and traditions. We will.
特朗普政府星期二宣布，中国在新疆对维吾尔人犯下了种族灭绝和反人类罪。美国国务卿蓬佩奥在推特上宣布说，中华人民共和国在新疆针对维吾尔穆斯林和其他宗教和少数族裔犯下了种族灭绝和反人类罪。这些行为是对中国人民和世界各地所有文明国家的侮辱。他说，中华人民共和国和中共必须被问责。蓬佩奥说，详尽的记录证实，中国至少从2017年3月就开始了任意拘押维吾尔和其他民族和宗教少数族裔，人数达到100多万，同时强制劫狱，对大多数被任意拘押的人士动用酷刑，强制劳动，限制宗教、言论和迁移自由。他还说，相信这场种族灭绝还在进行当中，并呼吁中国立即释放所有被任意拘押的人士，停止对维吾尔和其他少数族裔的迫害。在另外一方面，美国总统特朗普颁布行政令，要求联邦政府各部门评估并准备停止使用敌对国家制造的无人机。即将卸任的特朗普星期一下达的行政令要求联邦政府各部门主管立即评估本部的具体情况，决定停止采购敌对国家制造和研发的无人机。美国担心联邦政府使用敌对国家制造和研发的无人机可能让这些国家接触到关键数据，或者让有关数据传送到这些国家。这份行政令将敌对国家定义为朝鲜、伊朗、中国、俄罗斯。2020年美国国防授权法案已经禁止联邦政府部门使用或采购中国制造的无人机系统。中国的大疆创新目前在民用无人机行业当中独占鳌头，在美国的市场占有率超过70%。美国国会参议院星期二对当选总统拜登提名的内阁人选分别召开听证会，包括国务卿提名人布林肯在内的几名候选人，在谈到美中关系时，他们都表示， 与中国竞争并遏制中国的侵略性是新一届美国政府的目标之一。国务卿人选布林肯对参议员们表示，要在与中国的竞争当中占据优势，美国需要和盟友合作，并在国际机构当中扮演领导者的角色。
China from a position of strength, not weakness. And the good news is, our ability to do that is largely within our control. Position of strength when we are working with, not denigrating, our allies. That's a source of strength for us in dealing with China. A position of strength, when we are engaged and leading in international institutions, not pulling back and ceding the terrain to China to write the rules, the norms, and animate those institutions.A position of strength when we stand up for our values, when human rights are being abused in Xinjiang, or when democracy is being trampled in Hong Kong.
拜登的国家情报总监提名人海恩斯强调了对民主共和两党抗击中国的努力应做的支持。
We should provide the necessary intelligence to support long-term bipartisan efforts to outcompete China. Gaining and sharing insight into China's intentions and capabilities, while also supporting more immediate efforts to counter Beijing's unfair, illegal, aggressive, and coercive actions, as well as its human rights violations whenever we can.
财政部长提名人耶伦表示，新一届财政部会联合盟友纠正中国在贸易上的不公平手段。
China's undercutting American companies by dumping products, erecting trade barriers, and giving illegal subsidies to corporations. It's been stealing intellectual property and engaging in practices that give it an unfair technological advantage, including forced technology transfers. And these practices, including China's low labor and environmental standards,are practices that we're prepared to use the full array of tools to address. Of course, it is important over time to work with our allies.
1月20号，美国当选总统拜登就要在国会前宣誓成为美国新一任总统。通常在就职典礼的这一天，首都华盛顿会是一年当中游客最多也是最热闹的时候。然而，今年因为新冠疫情以及大选后的动荡，就职典礼将和往年有所不同。具体来看这一期的热搜解码。
每隔四年，在一月二十日这一天，美国人民都会迎来一场盛大的庆祝活动——总统就职典礼。新冠疫情的阴霾和大选结束后的风云，注定今年的这场典礼将不同以往。美国宪法中规定，新当选的总统需要在最高法院首席大法官的主持下宣誓就职。不过，一月二十日这一天，就职典礼活动远不止宣誓这一项，而是形成了许多带有象征意义的其他传统，发展成为期一整天的庆祝活动。新总统的就职日也是上一任总统的颁家日。往年新当选的总统夫妇会首先来到白宫与前任总统会合，一道乘车前往国会。
To show that there is a not just a peaceful transfer of power, but even in cases where we see one administration take over for another of the same party, we want to suggest that there is a continuation between people who know that they are Americans more than they are politicians. I don't think that's going to happen this year. I don't see President Trump.And Joe Biden getting in a car and riding together to the Capitol.
确实，今年我们不仅看不到卸任总统家庭带着当选总统家庭参观我身后的白宫，在就职日当天也难以看到两位总统站在一起的画面了。一月八日，一直对总统大选结果存疑的特朗普总统发推表示，他将不会参加拜登的就职典礼。通常一月二十日这一天正是美国民主的象征，也是为什么每隔四年就会有美国民众从各地赶来。希望能够亲眼见证。
I've been to a couple of them. You know, since we live here, we kind of leave it for the tourists and those people that are really up for it. So I just like to see the swearing in, all right? And then all the stuff with the parties, I could care less, all right? So that seems pretty political, and I'm not.、So.
然而，今年因为新冠疫情的影响，就职典礼现场规模将远小于往年，很多活动也会转为线上进行。
But I think you're going to see something that's closer to.What the convention was like, than typical inauguration. First and foremost, and my objective is to keep America safe, but still allow people to celebrate.
总统的宣誓仪式仍会在美国国会大厦的西侧进行，但现场的人数会受到控制。2009年的1月20日，在奥巴马宣誓就任总统以前，乔拜登就在这里庄严宣誓，成为副总统。
I, Joseph Robinette Biden Jr., do solemnly swear
that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
今年1月20日，他会再次来到这里宣誓，成为美国第46任总统，并对全国发表就职演说。
My favorite part, bar none, is the speech. There's nothing that I look forward to more every 4 years than the inaugural speech of a new president or a president starting a second term. It sets the tone for the next 4 years in our nation, sets our agenda, essentially, but they're also crafted so artfully. That they move us, they inspire us.
历史上多位美国总统的名言都来自这一天的讲话。1865年，亚伯拉罕·林肯面对饱受南北战争摧残后的国家说：“我们对任何人都不怀敌意，对所有人都抱有人心，为的是美国国内的和解。”1961年，约翰·肯尼迪在就职演说中说：“不要问国家能为你做什么，要问你能为你的国家做什么。”为美国民众投身公共事务的理念定下了基调。2021年，当选总统拜登面对的是党派的分歧和社会的割裂，预计他的讲话将着重强调团结。在这条从国会通往白宫的宾夕法尼亚大道上，通常你会看到拥挤的人群站在马路的两旁，为新一任的总统的车队欢呼。前总统奥巴马和现任总统特朗普当时都从车里走出来，步行一段与民众挥手致意。这是一项1977年吉米卡特开启的传统，但是今年我们可能不会看到类似的场景。当选总统拜登已经表示会转为线上进行。就职典礼的活动不仅仅都是欢庆的人潮，抗议示威的人群也不少。在今年的1月6日，特朗普总统支持者冲进国会大楼，引发暴力冲突，因此就职日当天也可能出现反对拜登的抗议人群。有关部门已经收到一些组织的示威集会活动申请。尽管今年的就职典礼不得不打破很多项庆祝的传统，但人们对于这个有着象征意义的活动仍抱有诚挚的期待。
It's like springtime every 4 years, you know, civic springtime. It is a new start, returning a new page, beginning a new chapter in our lives. But there are a lot of analogies. This year will be exactly that.
There's more hope this time around, though. Like last time it was the dread before the storm. Yeah, I guess that was how the city felt. It was the calm before the storm, but no one knew what that storm was going to be. And this time I think it's definitely different. We're not celebrating per se, but I think it's still going to be a little more hopeful.
Okay. 这非比寻常的就职典礼将在1月20日进行。以上就是我们这期节目的内容，下次再见。美国之音将于北京时间1月21号，也就是明天的0点，播出2小时的美国总统就职典礼特别节目。除了广播与卫星电视之外，也在美国之音中文网以及社媒平台上全程直播总统就职典礼仪式，并有同声传译，带您及时掌握拜登总统的就职演说内容。总统拜登和副总统哈里斯还有不到24小时就将宣誓就职。围绕今年这场不同寻常的就职典礼的各项准备、庆祝活动、抗议示威都在紧锣密鼓的准备当中。我们来看看详细内容。
1月20日的总统就职典礼是备受全美关注的庆祝活动。往年这一天是首都华盛顿的商家们最忙碌的一天，而今年在新冠疫情和安全隐患的压力下，特区显得空旷安静许多，但人们还是想办法通过不同的方式来庆祝。这家位于华盛顿特区外马里兰州的巧克力店就为就职典礼制作了特别系列，巧克力是香草海盐焦糖口味的，在有的拜登主题巧克力上写着与拜登同在，而在哈里斯主题的巧克力上则写着第一个但不是最后一个，来纪念她成为首位女性副总统。老板莎拉德怀尔说，哈里斯的巧克力比拜登的销量更好。
I think a gift of the Kamala Harris chocolates or the Joe Biden chocolates is a little bit of reconciliation, because if you give it to someone who might not be on the same political side as you, I think you can share just something a little bit sweet together.
往年很多美国人从各地赶来华盛顿参加就职典礼的画面，今年可能看不到了。出于对新冠疫情和可能的安全威胁的考虑，国家广场将对公众关闭。工作人员在以往会挤满观礼人群的草坪上安装了成百上千面美国国旗和州旗。这片区域自1月6日示威者冲击国会事件后受到了众多国民警卫队和警察的重兵把守，总共有25,000名国民警卫队员被派遣到首都保卫国会。有非营利组织考虑到了这些安保人员的需求，由明星厨师何塞·安德烈斯创办的世界中央厨房就在就职典礼前为警卫队员们发放热乎的饭菜。
So for us, this is what we do. We prepare meals during crisis. We get them out to first responders that are serving the community. And this really, you know, is the least that we can do for folks while they're here in D.C. So we hope over the next couple of days things will remain safe and calm and we'll be able to shut down and get everything back to normal.
另一方面，抗议示威也时有发生。本周一，在位于弗吉尼亚州里士满的州议会大楼前，数百名拥枪人士聚集在此，其中有特朗普总统的支持者、反政府管制人士以及理念不同的其他组织。
As far as I know, it'll be a peaceful transition. You know, I mean, whether you agree with it or not, you know, it's that's what's going to happen. Biden's going to be president, and you know, we have to.Keep lobbying our lawmakers like we're trying to do today.
在国会受到冲击后，全美各个城市都在为可能发生的示威游行做准备，政府大楼被保护起来，并有大量的警力戒备。美国之音电视报道。
在特朗普总统即将卸任之际，第一夫人梅拉尼亚在推特上发表视频向全国告别。2019年9月，特朗普总统宣布将位于佛罗里达州棕榈滩的海湖庄园变更为其永久的居住地。近日在海湖庄园的门口已经有搬运的货车出现。对于特朗普卸任后的到来，当地居民有着不同的态度。
在特朗普总统即将卸任之际，第一夫人梅拉尼亚在社交媒体推特上发表视频向全国告别。
The past 4 years have been unforgettableAs Donald and I conclude our time in the White House, I think of all of the people I have taken home in my heart and their incredible stories of love, patriotism, and determination.
梅拉尼亚感谢了在新冠疫情中努力工作的人们，并鼓励美国人民继续抗击疫情。
As the world continues to confront the COVID-19 pandemic, I thank all of the nurses, doctors, healthcare professionals,manufacturing workers, truck drivers, and so many others who are working to save lives. We grieve for the families who have lost a loved one due to the pandemic. Every life is precious, and I ask all Americans to use caution and common sense to protect the vulnerable, as millions of vaccines are now being delivered.
1月18日，一辆搬运货车出现在特朗普总统位于佛罗里达州棕榈滩的海湖庄园门口。地产商人出身的特朗普总统在美国多州拥有住所，但2019年前一直将纽约作为永久居住地。特朗普夫妇当年9月向佛州棕榈滩巡回法庭提交住所声明，将海湖庄园变更为永久居住地。对于这位新邻居的到来，当地居民有着不同的反应。
I'm really afraid of what's going to happen to our neighborhood when he comes back. Are we going to have rioters and things like that? Because this is a peaceful neighborhood. This has always been a peaceful neighborhood. We don't need any of that.
We love him here, especially in this area.
We are proud of him. We know he did so well for us, and we're sorry that it had to be the way it ended. But we're hoping for more good stuff from him.
美国之音新闻报道。总统当选人卡马拉·哈里斯说，他期待在本星期三宣誓就职，成为美国历史上第一位女性副总统。哈里斯表示，新政府将迅速展开工作，应对疫情、纾困和经济复苏等一系列的棘手问题。请看报道。
Hi guys.
星期一是美国公历假日马丁·路德·金纪念日。哈里斯在位于华盛顿东南区的食品救济站玛莎的餐桌做义工时表示，美国人有必要在这一天缅怀马丁·路德·金为民权事业做出的努力。
When we look at where we are as a country today, when we look at recent events, we know that the fight that Dr. King was engaged in is still a fight in America, which is to recognize the connection and to recognize our collective responsibility.
星期三，哈里斯将打破美国最高的玻璃天花板之一，宣誓成为美国历史上第一位女性副总统。下届美国政府有望成为美国历史上最多元的一届政府。哈里斯说，新政府已经做好准备，应对一系列棘手难题。
It's not going to be easy. As we have discussed, Joe has outlined our plan for vaccinations, our plan for recovery, and in particular relief for.For working people, for families. And there is a lot to do. Some would say that ours is an ambitious goal, but we do believe with hard work and with the cooperation and collaboration of the members of the United States Congress that we can get it done.
星期一，哈里斯还正式辞去了联邦参议员职务。由于参议院当天休会，他借助社交媒体向参议院的同事以及加州选民和支持者告别并致谢。
Of course,I'm not saying goodbye. In many ways, I'm now saying hello as your vice president. But I do want to thank you for the honor of representing the place of my birth as a proud daughter of California.
与此同时，华盛顿市区各地戒备森严，准备迎接星期三的总统和副总统宣誓就职典礼。哈里斯说。他对于典礼期间的保安措施有充分信心。美国之音电视新闻。
感谢您收看今天的美国观察，祝您有愉快的一天，我们明天见。
People's Republic of China has both general weaknesses that are associated with all authoritarian governments and specific weaknesses. They have a difficult time maintaining innovation, and they have a difficult time maintaining the ability to correct their own weaknesses. Why? Because in both cases, they quash dissent.Authoritarian governments have a difficult time maintaining alliances, and authoritarian governments usually have to spend a lot of money on internal repression. All of this, I think, is true of People's Republic of China. The Chinese Communist Party faces specific difficulties of being China in 2021. It is afflicted by various forms of economic instability. Not least, we must remember that still something like 600 million Chinese still live in serious poverty. In addition, there's demographic problems, there's serious pollution problems. China remains the worst polluter on the planet. There is the cost associated with engaging in ideological indoctrination. And not least, there's the growing awareness of China's practices, which has been accelerated by the worldwide COVID-19 crisis. More and more nations have been wakening up to China's conduct during the crisis, but they're seeing more and more that this is the kind of behavior that is integral to the Chinese Communist Party.